Were there cases where you'd say, stop the presses?
Oh, yeah. There are different ways. One day, back before I started there, we had been sued in a case. The judge who was going to hear the libel case, there was some reason to run a picture of him in the paper, and they got the wrong cut line on it, and it said, prize hog shown. And my dad came running out of the office yelling, stop the press. Well, a few papers had gotten out, and the judge got one of them. But fortunately, he had a sense of humor, and we won the case. The real one I remember that I was involved in was we had just started our final press run on the final home, and there were shots fired at the time Reagan was getting into the car. We knew that Jim Brady, his press secretary, had been hit, and that a policeman and a Secret Service man had been wounded. We didn't know anything about Reagan. But that was still dangerous enough that I stopped the press, and then I had to call the general manager and the composing room superintendent and go through all the steps, because there are several different departments. Don't send the boys out for lunch. We're going to come back with a hot one. We worked up about a 10-paragraph bulletin. We just had gotten that one finished and started into the plate-making process when the word came out that Reagan was shot. So, same thing. I stopped everything, and here we came again. By that time, we had that picture that won the Pulitzer Prize of Reagan being assisted into the car by a photographer who's in his second day on the job for the AP. Talk about luck. We got a story that Reagan had been wounded, taken to the hospital, condition uncertain. So our press started an hour and 13 minutes late that day. We didn't hit the front porch until maybe 6 o'clock in the evening. But at that time, we were still fresh because nobody until 7 or 8 o'clock knew what Reagan's condition was. Yeah, I had stopped the press twice that day.
Wow. Unusual in the life of any newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Stop the press.